Welcome to Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sujatha. And nothing's off limits and we keep it real.
Girl.
What?
Guess what I did today? I bought a fucking turkey.
Oh!
Yes.
I had my pickup today at Target for a turkey.
Isn't that crazy?
It's a week from today.
Yeah, I felt like we were talking about, just yesterday we were talking about the election and the results, and now it's fucking Thanksgiving.
Hey, I just feel like we were just doing Halloween.
Yeah, and I just remember looking at the calendar and be like, oh, we have 3 weeks. It's the last week, and, you know, it's late this year.
And it's even the last week of November. It's even a little later.
I know, I cannot believe. Like, it's like someone hit fast forward, even though the day seems still long. It's like, where did the time go? You know, it just feels like it just went by so fast. And then they're off. And then what? The kids are in for like three more weeks. And then they're off for two weeks.
Yeah, they're off. But guess what?
What?
We both got our Christmas trees up.
Oh, I know.
Is amazing. Because we don't do it until like right after Thanksgiving, like that Sunday.
Same.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? I was like, we are so busy. I was like, we may as well just put it up. And it feels good.
It looks
great. They just need to do a little bit of, well, the kid did it all. Rhea did the ribbon and it just kind of fell apart a little bit, but she needs to do it again. But they did all of it. I didn't do anything.
Yeah. Well, we did two birds and one stone last week. We finally took down our scully. So I'm sure all the neighbors are really grateful for that.
Take it down before Thanksgiving.
Like, that shit's ghetto now. First it was cool and now it's ghetto.
Yeah, you should have just decorated it. Santa hat.
And so we put that up and we put the decorations up in the same weekend and I got everything done and then everything went back in the attic and I feel great. I love seeing it and I even changed out my scents in the house.
Yeah.
To like, I don't know what it's called, like Christmas morning or whatever. And so you walk in my house and it just smells and feels like Christmas and, you know, not from a real tree because I've not done a real tree in years. I love the idea.
Uh-huh.
I hate the upkeep. I hate the what do you call those?
Pines?
Pines dropping all the time.
Uh-huh.
And you'll still be finding pines like 6 months later. Everywhere.
So I never grew up with a real tree and I never did it. But my mom and sister have been doing it for the past like what few years now.
I love the smell.
And they don't have kids or anything. So like it's just my kids and my dog that go over there. But it's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
There's a whole, it's a very different feel.
Yeah. The other thing that is a fucking pain in the ass is putting the lights through the real tree. I like the pre-lit trees because I don't have to deal with the lights.
You just plug it in and then
taking the lights off, mm-hmm. you know, because people throw those trees away or recycle them or whatever, but you can't do it with the lights on. And a lot of people like don't even waste their time taking it off. So they're basically like, you know, you can't ever recycle those or whatever. So I don't like that idea. But anyway, so I know everyone has a lot going on.
Yeah. What are the plans for Thanksgiving for you guys?
Well, I know I've not shared this, but, I had to go to Houston and the reason why I had to go to Houston, was it last week? I can't even remember.
It was not last week. It was the week before.
So my dad has not been in good shape and, I will get into this topic later, not right now. But we have not had a great relationship in the past, I don't know, over a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been the same way with my siblings, too. With him, it's just very different ever since the divorce. And, you know,
I have my reasons. Okay.
Yeah, we had a good relationship before, but he's no longer the same person.
Okay.
So it's not like, you know, we abandoned my dad or, you know, chose my mom or anything else. Like,
okay.
That was not it at all.
Uh-huh.
It was, he became someone different. And so, it kind of created some space between everyone, all of us. And so we really didn't know that he was in the hospital until they had to do like something. And so then they called us and we were just like kind of surprised, not surprised by that he was in the hospital because he never has taken like really good care of himself, but we were surprised of like that he was there and he had been there for a few days and no one knew it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so we went there And I just found out yesterday that what I thought that he would probably be coming home is there's a high likelihood of him not. So we're kind of in limbo with mm-hmm. a bunch of things. It's not like there's anything we could do personally.
Mm-hmm.
But if like something takes a turn for the worst, it's like how and when it would happen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still planning on doing Thanksgiving at my house. I'm going to Houston. I'll stop and see him. We'll get a better idea closer to the end of the week, maybe Sunday or something like that. But yeah, it's just one of those things where you just don't know, right?
So you're going to go to Houston?
I was going to go to Houston anyway for Friendsgiving. So I love Friendsgiving. Do you have Friendsgiving?
Yeah, we do Friendsgiving on Saturday, usually the weekend after
Sometimes I enjoy those way more than the actual Thanksgiving.
Yes. Just like pressure on
it
Thanksgiving.
It is. It's very stressful. But like Friendsgiving, it's like who you want to be around with. Yes. You know?
Yes.
And, you know, it's not, and no one's judging you or anything. And I'm not saying that like, I'm not assuming all the families, but it's just like, you know, it's like you can't just be yourself sometimes with family.
Well, you play host. So I play host. So I'm just like, oh, I got to make sure that this is done. Everything's warmed up, you know, mm-hmm. like the whole thing. And so there, you just put that pressure on yourself to make sure it's all done and ready to eat for everybody. Do you see what I'm saying? Like it's on the back of your mind all the time. And Friendsgiving, I'm like, everybody, potluck.
Yeah.
What we did for years is what I would have everybody do is bring whatever's left over.
So you would have it done after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah. Thursday's Thanksgiving and Saturday is whenever all our college friends come over.
Okay.
And so everybody would bring whatever's left over. Mm-hmm. So whatever they want to get rid of.
Yeah.
Because by that time you ate it Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
Maybe Saturday lunch.
You're done. You're
and
done.
And so I was like, bring whatever and then we'll just kind of like mix it up and do whatever. So we've been doing that. But I think people are turkeyed out a little bit.
Yeah.
So we're like, let's try to do like sandwiches or something. So I need to come up with an idea where it's not too much, but you know, a potluck style.
Yeah. I feel like for, you know, cause Thanksgiving you have to, what am I trying to say? It used to be that you have to do it with family
mm-hmm.
and there was like, okay, you have to invite this person and this person, this person. And maybe some people don't get along or, you know, they're going to bring up old shit or whatever, you know, it's just like, but like Friendsgiving is just like who you really want to be
yes.
with. Right.
Yes.
And
it's everybody but family.
I know. I mean, you don't get to choose your family. Sometimes not all of them are like, you know, you would be friends with or, you know, whatever. But, it's our college girls and it used to be the couples, right?
Uh-huh.
And then what we found over the years is that the women would just be talking and talking and talking and the men, what we thought they were talking, like ran out of things to talk about. And so they would just be waiting for their wives to want to leave. So it's almost like a doctor's office. Like if they see one girl coming, they're like, oh yes, it's me. I get to leave. Right. Because we went to college together and then, you know, we're like making our husbands kind of like, hey, y'all hang out, right?
Yep.
And so no one wants to be the first to leave because you're the first to leave. You're like, oh, you bitch is going to talk about me or whatever, you know?
Oh.
So I like to stay to the very end.
So you're not talked about.
Or bring up like any embarrassing times or like any times you want to forget.
So you have like a girl's Friendsgiving. So ours
now.
So ours is our college friends also.
Yeah.
Boy and girl uh-huh. and their spouses and their kids. But we all get along really well.
And I think it would be too. But like this is our chance to not be bothered with their kids. Like we never brought the kids.
Okay. So you're going to drive all the way there without your family.
Hell to the yes. Because that's how great it is for one night. And also to see my dad. But I was going to go anyway.
So you're going this weekend.
Yes.
Okay.
Because we do it. A lot of us have family out of town. And so if we do it the week of it, no one's in town. So right, we try to do it the weekend before. But yeah, no, it's great. A lot of us are staying over at my friend's house who's hosting.
Yep.
And we don't cook. Honestly, what we've done the last few years is order in like a takeout meal, like And we don't even do turkey. We do like stuffed chickens mm-hmm. and get the sides and get a dessert. And then we just like split it all. And right. we even throw like vodka in there and topo, whatever it is. But we split it all. And it's just so much easier because everyone's going to get homemade stuff the next week.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so yeah, like the past, I would say like 5 years, we've left the husbands at home and they're like super grateful
yeah.
that they don't have to like do they're anything. Okay watching and the we're kids. Happy because we're not on a, you know, yeah. having to look and be like, oh my God, and our husband's like giving us puppy eyes. Like, can we please go? You know,
yeah.
so it's good. But I wanted to bring up, and I went to dinner with some girlfriends last night and we were talking about the holidays and, you know, dynamics with how families are and in-laws and your laws and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Everyone just came to the consensus. And I think it's like our age too,
mm-hmm.
is that they have evolved from it being stressed out. And I'm not talking about just hosting, being a stressed out, anxiety filled situation, and more so when you have to travel. But when you decide to do whatever it is that is best for your immediate family,
uh-huh.
that's when it no longer becomes a stressful occasion.
Yeah.
It's a very enjoyable occasion. You know what I mean?
You're talking about around the holidays.
Around the holidays.
So what about for the people that don't really have, like, regardless, it's about family, right? Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So no matter what, you want to, you have to kind of like invite both. Let's talk about husband and wives, like a uh-huh. couple, right? A family. You kind of have to invite both sides of the family.
if you want to, if that's your tradition, right? So you guys have brought both of your sides of the family together.
Yes.
That would never happen in our family.
But majority of the people probably.
I don't know.
Really?
I don't think so because.
They don't take offense to that?
No, because they'll do their own. I mean, even in past relationships when we were pretty serious,
uh-huh.
we would go to one side, right?
Yeah.
And then I would go to my other.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And so it's.
So you're going from one. So that's
yes.
true. Same
so
here.
Most
yeah.
people do that. I don't. You're probably one of the rarities.
Well,
I
don't
want to.
Well, I changed it up around whenever the kids were born.
Exactly. Because like, you did what was working for you.
Yeah. Well, I did what was working for us after the kids were born. Before we would go to.
Yeah, because
Bob's
you don't have
family.
Anything. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When you start having kids, it's yeah. about your family. Like when you don't have any kids, it's easy to travel. Everywhere,
no, but what
whatever.
I'm saying is you're still. I still accommodated both families though, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Like I accommodated both of the families. Like usually I see Thanksgiving being a whole bunch of family members.
Yeah.
Both sides, regardless.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it's like hard to like say, okay, I'm not inviting my husband's side of the family, but I'm going to invite my side of the family. Mm-hmm. Right. So I think you still have to invite both sides of the family. Right.
I think honestly, like I said, I think that doesn't happen a lot. I feel like everyone that I've talked to and know, it's like, oh, so-and-so's side, we're talking about so-and-so's side. And, you know, like, the other people have other kids that they go to.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So it's not like.
But do they change it up every year just so that it's not the same?
Yeah, yeah. Like,
okay,
so, like, you know, Chaz and I historically had always had, like, every other holiday because his family's in New York and mm-hmm. we're here. So we would have to travel to New York one Thanksgiving and then that same year. My family would have Christmas and then
okay.
it switched next year.
That makes
my
sense.
Family would have Thanksgiving, you know, and I feel like for a lot of people, their family, but especially both sides are not here.
Uh-huh.
So when we started to decide, and by the way, this did not make people happy at first, but we started to decide that, okay, traveling around the holidays, especially to a place like New York
mm-hmm.
is beautiful, but it's also, I mean, stressful with kids. But then I also have Breslin who's special needs and I don't know ever know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But once you're there, there's always a chance for delays because of the weather, the snow
yep.
and all that stuff. And now trying to find 5 tickets on a plane that's like, can't like, that's like fucking not
right.
happening
right.
ever, you know? And then it's just like, honestly, my mental health now
mm-hmm.
being my age and probably it's been like the past maybe, I don't know, since Breslin, right? I've
yeah.
had anxiety since Breslin. So like almost 10 years, I've gradually, and especially in the past like 5 years, maybe 6, 5 years for sure, I don't really care what anyone else thinks.
Mm-hmm.
And Chaz does too. Like, yes, would we love our decisions to make people happy?
Yeah.
Of course. But what's right now important to us is the happiness of our kids, the happiness of us, the happiness of our mental health.
So y'all decide to stay back and not travel. But my question to you is, is the invitation out to both sides of the family to come?
No, we still do one side or the other, one side or not.
Oh, so y'all don't still. Okay.
Yeah. Let me tell you, okay, our families are so, 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 so different.
Yeah.
The only time that they ever commingled was at the rehearsal dinner and at the wedding.
Okay. I mean, it's kind of similar. Not really, but similar. Not, they don't have like the best. They do now. You know, they have a good thing. But like, so let me tell you where it comes from. Me, I have to, it's once a year, one day of the year. Mm-hmm. I have to put my feelings aside regardless. And we're all adults. I rather just do it all at once and get it over with.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. Just because they both live here. So it's different. Yeah. Yours don't live locally.
Yeah.
So mine are like, you know, within, they're here in Texas, 30 minutes away, and one's 5 minutes away. So I invite both of them over. Mm-hmm. Don't have to talk, or you can't talk or whatever. But, you know, we want the environment to be like positive. And if they don't get along the first year, they're going to have to get along the next year. You know, just get used to this tradition. So that's how. Yours is different because you'll have out-of-towners.
Yeah.
So they got to make that decision if they're going to pay the ticket and come out or not. So, but neither of them are coming down this year.
No, because my mom may. What ends up happening is that since we decided to come here, and there's a lot of people that we know and our friends who don't travel for family because, you know, it's the same boat. It's hard to travel.
Yeah.
So we are having Thanksgiving with them.
Okay.
With them. You know, like my sister is going to her husband's family. My my brother is going to his wife's family. You know what I mean? So it's already, everyone does their own thing.
Yeah.
Like I'm saying, like,
for what about
for
Chris?
You, it's such a rarity thing because even your Bob's brother and his wife are coming. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like that's extended.
Yes.
So.
And the only reason why they do come is because his mom is here at our house right now.
Yeah.
So it makes it easier for everybody to just come here.
No, in your situation, that would be easier. That would be the easiest.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And I would say like, hey, it's only one day, right? And I would put up with whatever for one day.
Just, and you know what? I think at this age, before I would have anxiety, and now at this age, it's like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to have fun.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to let anybody bother me. If it's Thanksgiving or not or anything else, that's just my mentality going forward. Like, but it has to be like it started in the 40s for me to have that. Like, it just clicked. I'm like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't care.
And that's what I was trying to say.
My
like
happiness.
Full circle is that these, you know, our girlfriends were like, yeah, ever since like we just started to like not give a fuck and like not live up to what they wanted us to do, to just do what we wanted to do. Like that was the best change.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And you can't give it, you can't give an inch because then, you know, you got to it's kind of like kids, right? Like you got to stick to your ground. Otherwise, if you cave on your, you know, threats or whatever it is, like you can't have a cookie and then they're crying, you give them the cookie. Then they think they can always, right?
Yes. Always
you got to stick to your guns. And, you know, now we're at a point where like it's expected, like they know now. But it was some challenging times. And I'm like, no,
oh,
you got to be on the same.
I think me and you have both been on that same.
Yeah. And it was like a record playing. Like I could have told my story could have been our one girlfriend's story. Her story could have been the other girl. Like it was the same thing.
Story,
and the thing was what was really like the commonality about it is that the stress and the anxiety, everything did not originate from the immediate family. It was the other extended family causing that, which is very unhealthy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so when you get to the point, it is just like just like a huge relief when you get to a point where you just stop giving fucks.
That's the thing. I think it's whenever you stop caring so much. Mm-hmm. I think that's what matters. It's like, and people can sense that, oh, I don't care. So like, they don't even try asking. Like, I feel like that's what's happened. It's like, I have it. I'm not walking around having that attitude, but it's like everyone can sense that I don't care.
It's because you're so like happy. It's like this peace like within you.
Don't
you're so, like,
care.
I give no fucks, right?
Yeah.
And if you tell me something, oh, I'm going to let you have it. You know what I mean?
Yep,
and so, but then you're so ready for that. They're like, I wish you would. And they don't. They don't give you that satisfaction.
But it's like before you try to please everybody.
Oh, 1,000%.
And you're not even happy. You don't even know that you're happy or not.
Oh, it took me forever. Like, this is not happy, and it's supposed to be about happiness, the holidays. Yes. So why the fuck am I not fucking happy?
Yes. Yes. It's supposed to be all this happiness and this. It's like you're so excited. Like, it's like around Christmas. Like, you're so excited the whole month, and then Christmas Day comes, like, oh, well, there's so much drama with the family. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. It's so like anybody out there, I know, like, everything, like, it's just not that, right? You know, you have to do your list, the groceries, all that stuff, right? Because we're older and now we're the ones making all the shit.
I know.
No, the first time I made a turkey was like 3 years ago.
Hey, I'm a big girl now. I made it last year when you told me.
We're big girls now.
I would always get Popeyes fried Cajun. And then, like, for a while, yeah, last year, I don't think they even got it. They probably got maybe like a few, yeah, and they were out like 3 weeks before. So I think you gave me the recipe. Yes, and yes. I'm like, let's try this out. And I will tell you, it turned out so good.
It's so good. It's the Alton Brown. And I got this from one of my girlfriends who we used to have the Friendsgiving at her house, who will be there this weekend. It's the Alton Brown turkey brining recipe.
Oh my gosh. It is
phenomenal. If any of our listeners have not tried it, go out and try it. If you just want to try it on a little turkey.
It's super easy, too.
It's juicy. Everyone says it's dry, like turkey's dry. But this, you good there?
Sorry.
It's so moist. Yes. I hate that word. Juicy.
Yes. It's not dry.
Yeah.
And it's flavorful,
it's
too.
It's so flavorful.
Yeah.
So I'm like, ooh, I'm a big girl. Like, I get so proud of that turkey. That's my baby.
I know.
Because I get up early. When my mom used to get up early and I would, like, sleep in because we went out clubbing the night before. She'd get up so early and do all the things, you know what I mean? And I'm like, we're doing all the things. So, yes, it already is stressful, but, like, would make it so much less stressful is if you give no fucks.
Yeah.
Stop trying to please everybody. You can't. So what you need to please is yourself.
Absolutely.
First. Then your husband, maybe, and your kids. But put yourself first.
Yep.
And then that'll extend to everything else. Once you do that, it'll extend to everything else because you've realized how freeing it is and how mentally, like, releasing yourself from all of these, you know, things. And now, then it just goes to anything else. Like, I don't give a fuck. Whatever.
It's this year. Mm. I will tell you, it was 2024 that I realized I should stop caring so much. On a lot of things.
Yeah. And then when you stop caring about how people treat you. You know what I mean? Oh, so, yeah. Like, if someone's mean to you, you're like, no, I don't fucking care.
I don't care.
Doesn't mean anything to me.
That's a reflection on you. That's you.
I know. If you want to have that much, like, to me, ever since this changed, like, it's so much harder to be mean than to just not care.
Absolutely. You don't have to, like, don't show that side. You're like, you ain't worth it. I ain't going to say anything. Like, waste my energy on that person, you know?
Yeah.
It's not even. And then you just, you live peacefully.
So much
We're doing
better.
So good. 2025 is going to be good. Even better.
We had a terrible years with our mental health.
Oh my gosh. It's going to be good. 2025.
Oh my God. Well,
we're not even in Thanksgiving.
Not sure we'll be able to record during Thanksgiving week. Maybe we'll have something special for you guys. But if we don't speak to you guys,
happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Gobble Day. Make sure you, what is that? What is that audio that's super, like, on memes right now? You get to the phone, you're like.
I don't know. Because it's like the gobble.
Shy
is like, wait, woo.
I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry, rubbish. Anyway, that was our podcast. I hope you guys.
Wait, one question.
Wait.
What's your favorite food in Thanksgiving? It can be dessert or anything.
Okay. Chaz makes a mean ass green bean casserole.
And I need his recipe.
It's not the same one with, like, the fucking mushroom Campbell soup mix or whatever. It's like, it says, like, French cut that are really slivers, and it has, like, Swiss cheese. It is so good, and you top it with, of course, none other than cornflakes.
What?
Girl, okay. Every casserole needs cornflakes on the top.
Okay.
That's how you do it.
Okay.
In the South. Cornflakes.
All right, I gotta taste this, or yeah. have him send me a recipe because I need a green bean casserole.
I will. So what's yours? Gluten free, dairy free, lactose free,
everything free. Didn't have, okay, let's put that aside.
Okay, yes. If you didn't have one,
if I didn't have any restrictions,
yes,
I'd probably say, oh gosh, either a really good moist cornbread,
ooh,
or a real good sweet potato casserole. I don't uh-huh. like sweet potato casserole that's that has all that spice in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like it a little bit more on the sweeter side.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
With the cinnamon.
Yeah.
But those two are probably my
favorite. So now with your restrictions, what is your best?
With my restrictions, I'd probably still say sweet potato casserole because I
just
do make
it without. Yeah.
I make it with butter, but I just do the dairy free and all that stuff.
Oh, what good for you.
And I'll figure out gluten-free cornbread.
Yeah, we'll put on our Thanksgiving pounds and we'll be happy.
Sweatpants.
I know. We also don't dress up. We also don't run 5Ks Thanksgiving morning.
I've always wanted to do that.
Nope, I'll stick to mimosas. All right, that was our podcast, you guys. Don't forget to rate us, subscribe to our podcast, and visit us and follow us on our Instagram. It's Authentically Moms. And we'll see you next time.
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving. Bye.
Bye.